What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everyone. It is a balmy 59 degrees or so on a Saturday here in December. And I want to wish you all a great weekend. Thank you for joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Bob Pompiani here. Matty Harkins behind the glass, and he'll be taking your phone calls if you want to call. The hotline is 412-928-9370. Also want to remind you our show is brought to you by PNC Bank. Make today the day. Thank you to PNC. Also, number one Cochran, shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Iron Rock Tap House out in Greensburg, great place to watch sports all day right next to the live casino. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call, Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman, where they got your back, not your wallet. Hit me up on Twitter if you'd like as well, at KD Pomp. We have a lot to get into today. And before I get into the Steeler talk, because that's been a big conversation all week, we do have a very interesting day in college football. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about how, if you had to make a vote on this, who would end up in the Final Four, the college football playoff. Last night, Washington took care of business. 34-31, they beat Oregon for the second time this year. I think that helps them. And I think they're automatically in. They were ranked third coming in. They finished 13-0. They win the Pac-12, what's left of it. And they're going to be in. They're one team in. Now, if Georgia beats Alabama today, which many expect, that's 1-8. You'll see that one on KDKA, that big SEC championship. Then Georgia obviously is in. But if Alabama should beat Georgia today, that's when things start to become very interesting. You would think that Michigan would beat Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. Michigan has everything to play for here, and they should win it. Here is the conundrum, potentially. If Florida State struggles with Louisville, and even if they win it, but if they win it, you know, there's a part of me that says you're a Power 5 team, you go undefeated in your conference, you win your conference tournament, your championship, then you should automatically be in. Now, they don't have their top quarterback, of course. However, Louisville's loss last week really kind of took a little of the shine away from this game, I think. You know, Louisville's a good team. Somehow Pitt beat them. Florida State should win this game. The question is, if they're undefeated, win that game, should they be denied a spot either for Alabama or for Texas? If Texas should be Oklahoma State, and I bring Texas up because they beat Alabama, the only Alabama loss. My guess is Florida State would be in. Washington's in. The easiest thing to do is have Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State win, it's over. Then you know what you got. There is no confrontation, no controversy of any sort. But if you start seeing some upsets, like what, for example, of Iowa? I don't expect this to happen, by the way, and I would never bet on it. But what if Iowa beats Michigan out of the blue? Now what happens? Some people could say and make a case for Ohio State. I'm not going to go that far, but it would depend on what happens. Let's say Iowa, Louisville, and Oklahoma State all pull upsets today. Now what?
Matt, chaos.
Huh?
That's what I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for chaos.
Chaos would be interesting. Yeah, it would be even crazier if Alabama, Iowa, Louisville, and Oklahoma State, all underdogs, win. And then, you know, you may have Washington as the top seed. And then who knows how it goes after that. But that's what the committee has to deal with. I'd like to hear what you have to say at 412-928-9370 is the number to call.
If all underdogs win, does that mean Bama gets in, you think?
Yes. If all underdogs win, I think Bama gets in, yes. Because the tournament committee selection, they like that team. But Texas is a wild card in this. Because they beat Alabama, I don't know what's going to happen in that regard. Anyway, I'd like to hear from you on that at 412-928-9370. Also, we got the big Steeler game. It's big because, yeah, it's Arizona, I know. They're 2-10. They're struggling. Zach Ertz, didn't he want to be there? He's out. You know, they have Kyler Murray, and he's certainly capable of doing some crazy things back there if he's healthy. But is he the same Kyler Murray that we've seen? James Conner comes back into town. Good to see James, and I'm so happy how he's doing physically more than anything else and overcoming cancer and all the stuff he had to go through. He's averaging 5.1 yards per carry. That's pretty significant stuff, 528 yards on the year. Their biggest receiver is Hollywood Brown, and then they got a bunch of guys you probably never heard of, like Greg Dortch, like Trey McBride, those kind of guys. Now, defensively, they give up an awful lot. They really do. 346 yards a game, 27 points a game. I can't imagine the Steelers not winning this game. And it would be important if they win it and win it impressively to make a statement here moving ahead. Ravens have the week off. They're in a bye. What a great time for a bye. However, the Ravens schedule versus the Steelers schedule is pretty much night and day in terms of strength. The Ravens have a much more difficult road to hoe here. They do. Because they start next week after this week. They get their bye. Then they have the Rams at home. All right. They're better than the Rams. They should win that game. But their last four games are all against teams that are going to be in this conversation. Baltimore at Jacksonville. Baltimore at San Francisco. Miami at Baltimore. And then the Steelers at Baltimore. So the last game of the year could very well be for the division championship if the Steelers take care of their business. Do they have a path? Sure they have a path, but they got to take care of it. They got two games this week. You're going to see Arizona, 2-10. Then you're going to see New England. And they're not even going to go with Mac Jones this week. So Bailey Zappi will get the start, and he'll probably be the start here in Pittsburgh on Thursday. So you get to 9-4, and then you have a chance with three games remaining. The first of those three, by the way, in case you missed it, is now a 4:30 start on Saturday, December the 16th. So we'll have that one for you on KDK. And then it's Saturday AM against the Bengals on the 23rd of December before that final game at Baltimore. So that's something to get into. It's been a busy week for the Steelers, of course. They had a win last week in Cincinnati, and even though they only scored 16 points, you got to believe that's going to go up in time now because they finally seem to have some freedom in terms of operating offensively. Kenny Pickett targeted tons of tight ends, mostly Pat Freiermuth, but I think 14 total targets went to tight ends when you factor in Darnell Washington and Connor Hayward. 12 of 14 was his numbers. Freiermuth got the most yards of any receiving person in the NFL last week at 120 with 9 receptions on 11 targets. That's something that should help them out quite a bit. Couple that with their run game, which looks very healthy at this point. So I think the Steelers have an opportunity to get to 9-4. I would expect that. And if not, then they're going to have some problems. But you know the NFL and how this goes, you know? 2/3 of this history of 2023, it always goes down to the last 4 weeks. You know, 17 of the past 19 seasons, I think that's right, if I could add right, 17 of the past 19, a team with a losing record through 11 games has made the postseason. I remember this because last year was Jacksonville. They were 4-7 at this point. They, now, arguably are in a much weaker division, but they rebounded to win that division. They then won a playoff game and almost came to the AFC Championship game, fell a touchdown short. So there are teams like that this year. I admire what Sean Payton's done in Denver. I didn't think that was possible. They were 1-5. All of a sudden, they're back on the train. It's 6-5 now. Minnesota started 0-3. I think both Denver and Minnesota started 0-3 this year. Anyway, it's very difficult to make the playoffs, but they're both in position where they can do that. 412-928-9370. Specifically, we'll get into Deontay Johnson. We'll talk about scoring plays, whether or not to throw the challenge flag, and should the rule be amended. We will get into that as well. 412-928-9370. Penguins and Flyers tonight. That's always fun to watch the Flyers come to town, and they're better than you think. They have one more point than the Penguins to this point of the season. Penguins coming off a nice come-from-behind win at Tampa. Jeff Carter on the board. Nice give and go by Matt Nieto. And then Tristan Jarry with a goalie goal. Pretty awesome stuff there. Let's go to the lines at 412-928-9370. We've got Toby in Butler. Hey, Toby, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, just a comment. We know in sports, in hockey, and even the Steelers, I think, did it as a sixth seed. With things looking on the up and up with Pickett, nobody seems to be talking about, hey, this team could get on a roll and make a make some noise in there. I mean, they haven't done nothing yet, but any team that gets hot, rated playoff time season, whether it be the Penguins, the Steelers, whoever, they can make some noise, and nobody seems to be talking about this because Pickett's starting to – I mean, what if Pickett starts opening up and getting a little hotter? That's just a thought. I'd like your opinion on
it. Yeah, Toby, I agree. And, again, the schedule's set up for this. The last thing I want to see tomorrow is an ugly win, you know, something that is just one of those games we've seen before. They took a step in the right direction last week when they got 421 yards. Now, again, they need to score more points, but they dominated the football. They had it for 37 minutes. You do that with a healthy run game and Pat Freiermuth back in it and two pretty good receivers on the outside, you should be able to do more than that. Their offensive line, I give them a lot of credit this past week. They were opening up holes. They have a lot of athletic people. Broderick Jones has been outstanding. Every time he's in there, he moves. You know, you pull him. You can pull Seumalo. Those guys are very athletic, and they do make things happen. So, I would expect the Steelers to win impressively tomorrow. The line's only like 6.5 or 7. I wouldn't mess with that just because I don't know. That stuff is so hard to try to figure out. The other big news of this week was the modern era players, 25 of them, semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2024. Now, they got some first-year eligibility people, and these are going to be tough to not think they can get in. Antonio Gates and Julius Peppers. They have leftover guys. Two of them are Steelers. James Harrison, who I believe should eventually. I don't know that it's going to happen now. This is the second time up, but he should be in the Hall of Fame. And I say that from this point of view. James Harrison, his story needs to be told from start to finish. You know, I don't think he started a game until he's 28 years old. He had that undrafted free agent tag. He was cut, released 4 different times. You know how long it took him to get that first opportunity? I think that does have to be in the conversation. When you look at all the things he's done with arguably the best player in Super Bowl history, defensive player of the year after being undrafted and cut 4 times, that says a lot about him and what he overcame to get there. So I think in time he will get there. Is it time for Hines Ward? Again, this is difficult because you have a lot of receivers on this list. Anquan, and they do come to this situation where you got so many of these receivers, you can't take all receivers. You have Anquan Boldin up against him. You have Torrey Holt. You have Andre Johnson, Steve Smith, and Reggie Wayne. Now, if you're going to look strictly at numbers, go ahead. But I also, again, the story on Hines has to be that he played on a team that was a run-first team. He was asked to do things that a run-first team asks you to do. Therefore, that has to be part of this. He changed rules with his blocking ability. He still had 1,000 catches. He still had 85 touchdowns. There's a lot to like about that resume. But again, it's difficult when you got to go from 25 to 15, and then he has to get, I think it's important that he gets to be a finalist this year. That would maybe get him a little bit closer. And will it happen? We'll see. But I think both those guys certainly have resumes that should be discussed thoroughly and how they got to where they got. 412-928-9370. Got more coming up. I want to hear from you. Call the hotline or hit me up on Twitter at KDPump. And we'll take a break, come back. We'll talk about Deontay Johnson, what he said to the media this week, and also that touchdown that wasn't. We'll get into that and more right here on the Bob Pompiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.